Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Benedicte Pro. Today I'm meeting Amjad Al-Rashid to talk about Inshallah Hassan, which is in competition in the 62nd Critics Week, as well as for the Camera d'Or. Hello, Amjad.
Hello. The name of the film is Inshallah a Boy, and in French, Inshallah un fils.
True, true. I was translating from the French. It's a wonderful movie about a recently widowed woman called Nawal, who is brutally confronted with the inheritance laws of her country because she has a daughter. If only she had a son, it would be different. But as such, that system is implacable. Well, my first question is that it's quite the challenge for a male director to create such an absolute female protagonist. In such a context where everything about women is secretive and sort of between walls. On your first feature film, I mean, it's like a double challenge. Did you see it as such?
Yes, maybe it's a challenge, but it's an enjoyable one. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed every single moment developing this story. Even the lowest moments, it was the process. I don't believe in gender in stories. Story is a story. Even if the main character is a male or a female or whatever, I think this is the beauty of storytelling, that it does not have a gender. It's a human story. And a human has we share almost the same feelings. So I enjoyed it.
Well, I can only agree, but you did have some female help on writing the script. Did you discover some things as well about femininity? Because it's also an intimate subject, not only because I talked about the inheritance, but there's also some womanhood issues there at stake.
Yes, definitely. Well, starting with my producer, Rula Nasser, and my other producer, Asila Bouayash, both are strong female characters. And with Rula, along with Delphine Agout, we co-wrote this script. Definitely, there are some moments that I needed this very intimate female feelings that even I'm so in touch with my female feelings from their perspective, as Rula as an Arab woman and Delphine as a French woman. It gives this different touch to it. So yeah. Yeah, it was great working with them. Yeah.
I see this film as quite the strong gesture as well. And I was wondering about your intentions, if it was for us non-Arabic people to understand something better. And as such, I have to say that after seeing the film, I had not really a nightmare, but a bad dream. I don't remember exactly, but I was in a situation where I was stuck everywhere. Nothing was working. I was like crashing against all kinds of little obstacles. And also, it could be a film to eye-opening film for the Jordanian society. I forgot to mention that you're Jordanian. But at the same time, the male community is the one that has these things in front of their very eyes and they're not seeing it. They don't have an ounce of compassion for Nawal, for example, in the film, not even the brother.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry for the nightmare.
Oh, no, it was just no. It's a good sign.
But imagine that this nightmare is the life of some women in Jordan and in Arab countries. Definitely, I don't believe in messages in film or in art in general, but I was aiming to raise questions. Moral questions, and to put the audience in the shoes of my main character Nawal, and in the shoes of the other characters, and I believe, yes, we have this law in the Middle East for inheritance, but this law also echoes other laws around the world, in Europe and in the West in general, like, for example, an equality of salaries. It's not only, I'm not saying that this film is talking about only women in Jordan. No, it echoes around the world, because women is suffering from inequality in general in different fields. And one of them is the inheritance in Jordan, definitely. And again, I wanted to provoke the audience to think, because I believe the film starts after the after it ends in the theater, and I hope it will start a conversation, which will lead to I hope make a difference.
Well, you're saying that what Nawal is going through is every Jordanian woman. And in fact, there is another family that we see a little bit. It's the family of the person, the old lady she's taking care of, who is richer, would apparently seem to have a little bit more freedom, maybe access to money. But at the end of the day, it's equally a stuck and prisoner of the situation.
Exactly. What I was trying that, and this is part of the research I did while developing the film. There is something very common about women in Jordan, that they feel they are the weakest link, they are the biggest loser, and whatever background, social, religion, or economic background, women are the biggest loser because of the laws and the traditions that we are following. And this normalization of behavior of male-dominant society, that women can't control her life, can't control her body, can't take decisions. And even though when for the other family, if they had more freedom, and there's... For Lauren, for example, she thinks that she's strong, but at the end of the day, she's weaker than Nawal herself. She thinks that she's strong because she went abroad and she studied. She had a degree from Britain, and she can wear a cut and go to a bar and have a drink. She thinks that this is the freedom, but this is not the freedom that women are asking for. They're asking for equality.
What's interesting about Nawal is that she embodies an irreconcilable contradiction, because she is a very pious Muslim, and she actually, for example, refuses to get in a car with her male colleague who's friendly. She prays, but at the same time, the need for independence that she feels is just as necessary and just as important. So she's stuck between this major contradiction.
No. Well, as I told you, it's raising questions, and I wanted that through Nawal. I want to put the audience in her shoes. So I want Nawal to raise questions about what has been normalized for her for her whole life. So now she's in a situation where she has to question everything, the religion that she never thought that she would question, the traditions that she never thought that she is going to be against these traditions. And now she's in a situation where she has to put a big question mark on all of these. And this is how the audience will have this big question mark also.
The major importance of this, the greatness of this conflict is also in contrast with the details in which it manifests. Every single mini little thing, like opening the SIM card of a phone, it's something that is reflected in every work of art about an oppressive system. It's very Kafkaian, and she is a little bit of a little mouse.
Yeah. Well, I was working on the small details. Yes, this is the beauty of the story, and beauty of storytelling in general too. It's like creating a world, and I have this chance to create this world, and I want to go into every single small detail in writing and visually also. Sometimes it's way of how I express the story in a symbolic way, through the pickup, through the opening scene, the bra scene, the little mouse. It's reflecting her fears. It's reflecting her.
And just as those little details, any real step that she could make towards a form of liberation, no, this is too strong a word, from some form of a little independence, is really, really tiny, which is really desperating, actually, when we see how long the way to cover.
Yeah, definitely, because I believe that our society and women in our society, they still have a long fight to do. Women in general around the world, they have a long fight to do, unfortunately, to gain their ability to control their life, the ability to be free, the ability of the or the equality between both genders. So it's a long fight.
Yeah, also because of the integrating of those oppressive values that Nawal is like the quintessential example, but everyone has everywhere in every country. We have integrated those things.
Exactly, because we are raised on these things. It's systematic, mm-hmm. and we never questioned them. And this is what scares me a lot, normalizing these behaviors. And it become like, yeah, this is how it is. And this is how the antagonist, her brother-in-law, he tells her that this is how things go. And why now you're saying no? And that was the interesting question for me. And this is how I started this story. If a woman in this situation, what if she says no? What will happen? And this fueled the whole other questions that made me think of this story. So, is woman able to say no? Not always.
One final little question, because I cannot not mention Muna Awa, the main character, the main actress. She's quite wonderful. How did you find her? How did you work with her? Because the camera never leaves her almost.
Oh, wow. Muna Awa, she did a great job. It was super exhausting for her, I know. But she was super cooperative. She was in every single shot except one shot. One shot throughout the whole film. So you can imagine, for 5 weeks you're coming with your call is with the crew, and you leave with the crew. It's usually for actors, they come for some hours during the day and they finish their scenes and they go home. And for Muna, no, she was part of the crew. And I saw Muna in different films before. I loved her as a talent, but it was very important for me to understand her as a human being and to understand her point of view on different topics in life, general topics. Because for me to understand, and this is for all the characters I chose for the film, to understand them as human beings was very important. So I had the keys to motivate them through in the round tables and the rehearsals and on set. I had to understand them. Plus, I had to understand their body language, how they sit, how they look, how they turn their head, so I can use these elements throughout the auditions. You will find me as a creepy guy watching the body language. Oh, he moved his hand like this. Oh, she looked like. And I know for some people it might be like intimidating, but this is how I like to do it.
Well, I suppose that this degree of investment of the actress and that method of yours is also one of the reasons why this film stays with you. It stayed with me anyway, with that dream that I had. It's a beautiful film. Inshallah, a boy. Thank you so much. Amjad Al Rashid.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.